Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Pesachim daf Yud. We left off on daf Tes Amid Beis. We are at Shnei Tziborin, about 10 lines from the bottom of the page. Last word on the line is Echad. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children, and also by Ira Balsam in commemoration of the 9th yard site of Philip Balsam, Pinchas ben Shalom, the Neshama Shevin Aliyah, and we thank both sponsors very much for the sponsorship. Today we're going to discuss, first of all, we started yesterday a series of 10 different issues relating to Chametz that we bring a raya, what the answer is going to be, from areas of Tumah and Tahara and such halacha. So we went through the first two yesterday. 3 through 10 are going to be from where we start through the top of Amud Beis. And then on Amud Beis before the Mishnah, the Gemara is going to bring several shailas that Rava asked relating to a case where a mouse is seen bringing chametz into a house. So a number of Rava's questions involve a series of imtim tzilomars that are going to conclude in a tekuth. An imtim tzilomar this, and that. And then the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Beis is going to have machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim about the timing, and maybe even, we'll have to see in the Gemara, the frequency of bedikas chametz. Is it one bedika and then you're done, or do you do bedikas several times? And the Gemara has two ways to understand that machlokas. So let's begin on Daf Tes Amud Beis. Again, we're about 10 lines from the end of the page. Shnei Tziborin. So we have already started this series of questions relating to chametz that we brought rayas from, either so far only from Isser V'Heter, but we're going to see many of these cases will have rayas not only from Isser V'Heter, but also from issues relating to Tumah and Tahara. So Shnei Tziborin, if you have two piles, Echad Shel Matzah V'Echad Shel Chametz, one pile of Matzah, one of Chametz, Ulufneim Shnei Batim, and then you have two houses in front of those two piles, Echad Baduk V'Echad Sheino Baduk. One house has already been cleaned from Chametz, and the other one still has Chametz in it. V'asu Shnei Achbarim, and then two mice came along, Echad Shel and then two mice came along, one took from the pile of matzah, the other one took from the pile of chametz, and each one went into a different house, but you do not know whether the one that had chametz in its mouth went into the house that was already baduk, or the house that was not already baduk, and the one that had matzah in its mouth went into the house that was already baduk, or not already baduk. So you could have just created yourself a problem where the chametz went into the already baduk house, and now you're going to need two bedikos, or you could assume that everything worked its way out, that the chametz went into the chametz tikka house, and the matzah went into the kasher l'pesach house. So haynu shtei kupos. This is exactly the case that we find in the Mishnayos relating to shtei kupos, but not really Mishnayos, even though it says detnan on the side. It says tzarech lama detanya, because it's not really exactly a Mishnah, although there is a similar Mishnah in the 7th perek of Maseches Trumos, not exactly the Mishnah that we're quoting, but this is the case of shtei kupos. What's the case of shtei kupos? Shtei kupos, achas shel chulin v'achas shel truma. We have two large containers. One has chulin in it, and one has truma in it. Ulefnein shnei se'in. And then you have two sa'a-sized containers, echad shel chulin v'achad shel truma. One has chulin in it, one has truma. V'naflu elu toch elu. And one sa'a fell into to one kupa, and the other sa'a fell into the other kupa. But you don't know if the truma fell into the truma, and the chulin fell into the chulin, so everything remains pure, or if you just created a demur. You just created a tarodes of chulin and truma, because chulin went into the truma and truma went into the chulin. So v'naflu tochelu mutarin. We have the right to assume that everything's fine. Shani yomer chulin toch chulin naflu, truma toch truma nafla. This is the concept of shani yomer, that you have the right to assume that matzah minas mino, that everything went exactly where to its like kind, and therefore you have one box of truma, you have another box of chulin. You don't have to assume that you have a tarovus. When you have a tarovus by truma, by Yisr V'Heter, when you have a tarovus, it's you need shishim to be mevata by truma, you need meya to be mevata, you need meya v'chad in order to be mevatal truma. So if you don't have that ratio, and it's not going to be batel, you can still assume everything is fine, and assume that one kupa is truma, so that has to be eaten by a kohen, the other kupa is chulin, and that can be eaten by anybody. So emer damrinan shani omer b'truma d'rabanan, b'chamitza reisa mi aminan. So says,
wait a second, I only see from there that for Dinim Dirabanan we're allowed to say Shani Omer, we're allowed to make an assumption that everything worked out the way we would have liked it to work out. But by Chamitza Raisa, do we ever find such a thing? Mehechi Tesu, we're talking about Truma Dirabanan. Truma could be a Din Daraisa as well. So Rashi writes, Truma Dirabanan Bizman Azeh, that the assumption is we're talking about Bizman Azeh, and Bizman Azeh, Truma is Midirabanan. It could have spoken about the Machlokas Rashi of Tosfos versus the Rambam in all of Shas, whether the Chiv Daraisa of Truma is only a Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzar, or the Chiv Daraisa of Truma is on everything. So you could, that's the other possibility, that we could say that we're talking about Peros that are not Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzar, and therefore it's Truma Drabanan. But whatever it is, we assume that that's talking about Truma Drabanan B'chametz, which is a problem on a Daraisa level. May I see that you're allowed to rely Shani Omer, that you could just assume that everything worked out the way you want. Says Mar Atu B'dikas Chametz Daraisa Drabanan Hid. On a Daraisa level, you only need to do Bittul. So since this is a Shaila about whether you need to do Bedikas Chameis, this is really a Shaila on a Derabanan level. It's not a Shaila on a Daraisa level. And when it comes to Dinei Derabanan, we're allowed to say Shani Omer. In the Makor Chaim, in the Dinei Bediko Bittul, that's quoted after Simon Tav Lamed Aleph in Shulchan Aruch, he quotes a Machlokas Haposkim, if someone was not Mevatel Chameis, does Bedikas Chameis now become Midoraisa? Now, certainly, if you have Chametz and you are not Mevatalit, so you have to destroy it Midoraisa, you certainly have to get rid of it, you know, all that to violate Bali Rabbi Matzi. But what if I don't know if I have any Chametz? I don't think I have any Chametz. I don't remember having any Chametz. I just didn't check my house for Chametz. So there's no particular Chametz that I know about. So on a Doraisa level, I'm supposed to do Bittul. Let's say I didn't do Bittul. Now, does the Chiv to search out, try to find Chametz and destroy it, does that now become a Din Doraisa? And this is a Machlokas Rishonim. The tour in a couple of places in Hilchos Pesach quotes other Rishonim that someone who's not Mevatel Chametz, it's a Chiv Minat Torah to do Bedika. And if there's Chametz in the house, he violates Balira Balimatze, even though he has no idea about the Chametz. Meaning it will turn out that he violated Balira Balimatze without having any awareness of the fact that he had Chametz, because you're supposed to do something to take care of it. However, Tosos later on Daf Chaf Aleph is going to tell us otherwise, that if you do not know about any particular chametz min haTorah, you have no requirement to do bedika and biur. So the Makor Chaim just points out that lechora from our sugya, it's mashma one way, because this bedikas chametz the Gemara says only midrabanan midaraisa bittul bialma is good enough. So it's mashma that if you're not mevatel, then you would have a chiyuv min haTorah to do bedika. So that's lechora a raya to the shita of the tour and those rishonim that say like the tour, unlike Tosos, that there should be a chiyuv min haTorah to do bedika if you didn't do Bittul. Because what does Gemara say? Bedikas chametz in the case we're talking about is only Drabanan. Why? Because you already did Bittul. But it sounds like if I didn't already do Bittul, then Bedikas chametz would be Da'araisa. So what's Tosos going to do with our Gemara? So the Makor Chaim suggests that Tosos would explain that it all depends on how to understand the mitzvah of Tashbisu. That if Tashbisu means that you have to actually sreifa sachametz, you have to destroy the chametz physically, then the bedik, whether it be dafka ein bir chametz el sreifa, or whether it be zara ruach or zara kol yam, whatever it is, but if you have to physically destroy the chametz, then the bedik would be a chiv min haTorah, because when you have a mitzvah that you're supposed to do, an active mitzvah that you're supposed to do, then you have to go out of your way to make sure that you're able to do that mitzvah. So then it would be a chiv min haTorah to do so. However, if tashbisu could be fulfilled by just bittul alone, like the Ran says at the beginning of the Masechta on Daf Beis Amud Aleph Daf Beis Arif, that just by being Megaladas, that you're not happy about the fact that the Torah is Maimid the Chametz Birashuso, Shnei Dvar Menem Birashuso Shlodim Vasav Vakasav Kiluim Birashuso Chametz Mishay Shalos Lamaila and a Bar Birashusram. So you just are Megaladas, that you're not interested in the Chametz being in your Rishus, and that's all you need to do. So then there's no requirement to go out of your way to make sure that you're going to be able to destroy your Chametz. That's not going to be a Chiyuv min haTorah. That's what he's told of the two issues on. He assumes that if there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to do something active, then even if not presented with the situation, you have to seek out the situation in order to be able to do it, which is a major assumption. Milchas Chinuch discusses what if a person doesn't have any chametz at all, a person is gluten-free all year, never has any chametz around his house at all. Do you have to dafka go out of your way to buy chametz in Erev Pesach in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Tashbisu? So that's exactly what he's bavarding over here. I mean, that's exactly the issue that he's discussing. That maybe maybe you have to go and actively do something, or maybe not. Maybe the mitzvah is just to show that you're not happy about having any chametz. So in the Masifta over here, he quotes the Satmar Rebbe in Vayoel Moshe in the Maimer Yishev Eretz Yisrael, where the Satmar Rebbe tries to demonstrate that a person doesn't have to go crazy to go out of his way to try to fulfill mitzvah if it doesn't necessarily present itself. So the Satmar Rebbe says he has a difficult time with this Makar Chaim, because there is a Gemara in Maseches Menachos and Daf Mem Aleph where the Gemara tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ma'anish Bi'idan Ritcha if a person's not Mekayim a mitzvah saseh. For example, a person does not go out of his way to wear a beged of dal kanfos to generate the chiyuv of wearing tzitzis. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu only punishes Bi'idan Ritcha, but that's only B'dinei Shemaim. That's only Bi'idan Ritcha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes, but it's not a real chiyuv. You don't have to go out of your way to try to do a mitzvah. So why does the Makar Chaim make the assumption that if there is a mitzvah to do something, then you have to put yourself in a predicament, in a situation that you're going to do to do the mitzvah? So that's what the Sabbath Rebbe suggests, that this whole vart of the Makar Chaim is only to be miyashiv the sugi according to Tosos. But according to the Tur and all the Rebbe showed him that the Tur quotes the Rush and the Magen Avram that hold that chametz that you violate in Nisa Daraisa even on chametz she'eni yadua, and they have to do bedika on chametz she'eni yadua, then this whole svara, this whole chilik is not going to apply. Okay, says the Gemara now, case number 4, 3 lines into the page, last one line on Daf Yud Amud Aleph. Tzibur Echad Shel Chametz V'Lefanav Beis Batim. Let's say you have one pile of chametz and you have two houses, Beis Batim Bedukin. Both houses have already been searched. V'asa Achbar B'Shakal V'lo Yadin Ni Lahai Ol Ilahai Ol. And Achbar took from the pile of chametz and he brought into one of the houses. Now both of these houses have already been cleaned for Pesach, but you do not know which house he went into. So Hainu Shnei Shvilin. This is exactly the case of Shnei Shvilin. Ditnan, because we have a Mishnah in Maseches Taros. Taros is the name of a Seder, but also the name of a Masechta within the Seder. Ditnan, Shnei Shvilin Echad Tamei Vechad Tahor. If you have two paths, one that's Tamei, one that's Tahor, V'halach Be'echad Mehen, meaning on one of the paths there's a dead body lying across the entire path, where if you went through that path, there's no way that you avoided Tumah. So there are two paths, one that has Tumah and one that's Tahor, V'halach Be'echad Mehen, and then you went through one of these paths, V'asa Taharos, and you then engaged with Taharos. And now I want to know, are those taharos assumed to be tameh or not? If I'm tameh, the taharos I dealt with are tameh. If I'm tahar, the taharos I dealt with are tahar. Ubach haver v'halach b'sheni, and then another guy goes in the path that you didn't go in the second path. So one of you's got to be tameh, because one of you definitely went through the tameh path, v'asa taharos, and the other guy also did taharos. So what about his taharos? So Rabbi Yehuda Amar initial zebef ne'atzmo v'zebef ne'atzmo taharin. If each one asks individually, independently, each one is going to get a psak of tahar, because each one is gonna be able to be somech that they went in the tahar path. But shneim bevasachas. But if they both come task at the same time, so that would be kechucha v'tlula. Well, we're going to tell them they're both tahar. We know one of them is tameh. So then, if they both come basachas tameh, then you're going to have to say that they're tameh. Why is it that if each asks independently, they're both going to be tahar? So if you look at Rashi, imnishalu kalecha l'chacham sveikub v'neatzmo tahar ve'ein based in yachal etamo k'dekaimelan besavik tumer rishus rabim sveikub tahar. The assumption is these paths are rishus rabim, rishus rabim legabe tumah. They're different Gedarim of Rosh Hashanah for the halachas of Tumah Vitara and for the halachas of Shabbos. You don't need Shishim Ribo by Tumah Vitara, certainly. But these paths have a din of Rosh Hashanah Legabe Tumah, and therefore Savitum Rosh Hasharabim is going to be Tumah. But if they come to ask at the same time, then we have to tell them both the same answer. It doesn't make any sense. We're going to flip a coin and decide which one. one is going to be tamei, which one is going to be tar. So that we can't do. And so you can't say tahorim atem because one of them is definitely tamei. So therefore, shneim bebasachas tamein. Rabbi Yossi Omer, benkach benkach tamein. Either way, they're going to be tamei. So Rava frames the machlokas. Amar Rava vitem Rabbi Yochanan bebasachas tivrei kol tamein. If they both ask at the same time, everyone's going to say, of course you have to say tamei. You can't decide who's going to be tar, and you certainly can't tell them both that they're tahar. Bezeh achar zeh divrei kol tahorin. If they ask one after the other, everyone would say that you could pass in this guy's tar, that he's a Safi Tamar Shazan, you could pass in the other guy's tar. Lo nechluku el beba li shala la v'yal chaveru. The shaila is, what if I ask a shaila for myself and for chaveri? Meaning it's not both of us that are there at the same time. I'm asking for myself and I'm asking for the other guy. So Rabbi Yossi midami le basachas. Rabbi Yossi says that's just like basachas. We're going to have to say they're both tamei. Rabbi Yehuda midami le zeh achar zeh. And Rabbi Yehuda will say it's like zeh achar zeh. And therefore we're able to say Safi Tamar Shazan tahar on both of them, that since there's only one shawl in front of you, you could say taharata, you could say you're tahar, and you don't have to paskin the other guy. I only have to paskin the shaylas for the people that are asking the shaylas. The other guy's not here to ask the shayla. So I could paskin taharata. He'll realize that if he's tahar and his friend is in the exact same situation that he's in, then his friend is tahar also. But in the dine hara'a, the chacham cannot say you are both tahar. He can't say those words, because that wouldn't make sense to say. I mean, clearly this is all din nihug and not in birur, right? We're not being mevarer or anything. They're definitely not both tahar in a metzius sense. So this is the nihug of how we're supposed to paskin halacha. So part of the nihug is that chacham are not allowed to say something that sounds ridiculous. That's going to be a stira minei ubei. But I'm allowed to paskin for this fellow that's right in front of me. Now I keep saying paskin for this fellow. You're tahar. You're tahar. That's not really the way the Mishnah set up the case. The Mishnah said the Mishnah really complicated the case more than it had to be. You had one guy walks through the Tamei path, the other guy walks through the Tahar path. That would have been enough. Just ask that each guy wants to know, am I Tamei? Am I Tahar? Right? But that's not what it did. It said, Va'asa Taharos. I'm not asking about me. I'm asking about the things that I touched, the Taharos that I dealt with. Are they Tahar or are they Tamei? So Tosus points out that we Dafka set it up in such a way that it's Va'asa Taharos. And Tav Tosus, Hadden Kataros v'lo kamar odom tahar mishum delegavri afakav demupinu lebecheskas tahorim matzrichim lutzvi levaza. Meaning we would require, regardless, even if we paskin shneim tahorim because they're shol b'zeh hazeh, we'd require both of them to go through a tahara process. Why? Shlo yugu shneim b'truma. Because what's going to happen tomorrow when they both touch the same truma? Now I'm going to have to go back and say that truma is tamei, because then it's tamei avadois va'ocha b'misa, and someone who eats it is going to be chayv misa v'imnagu shneim. And if they both touch a guy and he goes into the mikdash, so that he's going to be chayiv. So we want to make sure that if it's about the people, we want to make sure that they're going to be, because they can continue to transmit tumah to other things. The taharos that they touched are not going to continue to transmit tumah to other things. So therefore, the taharos that they touched is what how we frame the shayla. So that's one ha'ara that Tosos has over here. Also, Tosos says this. Idea of bebas achas that we tell them shneim tameim, but whatever I'm safi tumer shasam tahar, right? What do you mean shneim tameim? That's against the rule. The rule is it's a din d'oraisa that we learn from sota safi tumer shasam mistar. So Tos says you have to say bebas achas divrei kol tameim nira dahinu midrabanan d'midoraisa fil bebas achas tahorim. Meaning on a d'oraisa level, you're right. Safi tumer shasam mistar. This is a din midrabanan that the chachamim cannot give a hora'a that sounds absurd. So we have a din midrabanan that you can't paskin that they're both tahar when they're both ba bibas achas. Good, so now case number 5. Safik ol, safik lo ol. Let's say you have a safik whether the chametz went into the house or not. You saw an achbar, took some chametz in the chatzer, there was a bayus that was baduk, you just don't know if that achbar went into that bayus that was baduk. So hainu bika, that's exactly the case of bika, uplukta Rabbi Elazar Rabbanan, where we have a machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbanan. What's the case of bika? So also Mishnah Maseches Tarus, Titnan, Hanichlas of Bika B'Yemos HaGeshamim, if during the rainy season, you go into a bikkah. Now, a bikkah during the rainy season is a bunch of fields, but during the rainy season has a din of Rosh Hashanah Yachid, because we assume that there are plants that are growing there. There's vegetation that's growing there that if people walk through, it would ruin it. So people stay off of that property during Yemos HaGeshamim. So it becomes a Rosh Hashanah Yachid during Yemos HaGeshamim. So if you have Nichnas HaBikkah, Yemos HaGeshamim, V'tumah B'sad HaPlonis, and there's tumah in one of the fields of the bikkah. I went into that general vicinity, but I don't know if I went into that field that has the tumor or not. Rabbi Lezer mitar, v'cham mitamin. Rabbi Lezer says tahar, and the chama say tamei. Shahay, Rabbi Lezer omer savik biatar, savik maga tumah tamei. That you're right that there's such a difference. Savik tumah brishus or hayachid is tamei, but if it's a suffik, whether you even encountered the suffik tumah, then it's going to be tahar. That's the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. That's exactly our case over here, where you're not even sure if there was a situation that arose. Now, if the situation arose, he brought the chametz in. Okay, so then you do bedika, but you don't know if the achbar brought the chametz in. Case number six. Ol ubadak v'lo ashkach. Let's say you went in, you did a bedika, meaning the mouse went in with the chametz. You then went after it and redid another bedika, and you didn't find anything. So now what? So plukted rame, but you know the mouse went in with chametz. So plukted rame v'rabanan. That's a machlokas that we're going to have. Let's say mishnah between Rabbi Meir and that we find between Rabbi Meir and the rabbanan. Ditnan. Hay Rabbi Meir omer kol dover shebcheskas tuma li olam hu betumaso asher deil lecha tuma heichan hi. That if you know that there's a cheskas tumah on a particular field, it remains tameh until you find the body. If you haven't found the source of the tumah, then it's still there. Then no, you do your best bedika possible, and you dig up the field, and if you don't find it, you get to karka basula, you get to untilled ground, where obviously no one was buried there, so that's it. So you did as best as you can, and you don't find the tumah, so now you can give it. You're all clear. You can assume that everything is fine. So that's the machlokas, Rabbi Meir and the Rabbanan, over here as well. You went and you searched the house and you didn't find chametz, so according to the chachamim, okay, you did your best, but according to a mayor, no. You have to assume that it's there somewhere, and therefore what? So I did a bedikah already, so what do you want me to do? It's there somewhere. I should burn the whole house down? Well, what am I supposed to do? What more can you do other than a bedikah? So Tosfos raises the question. He says, I feel like a mayor that it's becheskas tumah, so nafkamina l'tara shenas al gabav hachagai bedikah kimet shabadak v'lamatza mayas. Wait, you can tell him to do another bedikah? Guess what? If he didn't find it the first time, chances are he's not going to find anything the second time either. So what do you want from the guy? What's he supposed to do? So Rashi Pirish Afil Rav Meir Amar Emar Achbar Achle the bedikas chametz in Rav Meir Rabbanan. So Rashi says no. Even according to Rav Meir, you have to assume that the Achbar ate it. But then, how can you say it's plucked in Rav Meir Rabbanan? Then even Rav Meir would be saying you're okay. That it's no problem if you see that the Achbar went in. And you did bedikas chametz. So what's going on? So Tos says Yeshlomer demari b'shelo batla v'kamer to the Rav Meir lo sagi b'bedika kibin lo ashkach v'avisav glav lo yematzei v'tzarch levatlo. No, the case is that you didn't do bittel chametz. So you still have to avoid. Do you have to do anything to avoid the issur by Rabbi Yematzei? I now did a bedika, but I know that there was chametz that was brought into the house, and I haven't found it. So do I rely on my bedika, and does that solve my problem by Rabbi Yematzei, or do I now have to make sure I do bittel? But obviously another bedika, says Tosfos, is going to do nothing for you. So the shaila really is about doing bittel chametz on a d'oraisa level. Do you have to do bittel chametz? Good. Now, case number seven. Al ubadak v'ashkach. You went, you saw the mouse come into the house with chametz, you went into the house, and you found chametz there. So now, do you assume that was the same chametz? Or do you have to assume, maybe I found different chametz, and I have to keep on looking? Now, if you search the whole house, and you only found that chametz, so obviously, that's the chametz. But let's say, right when I walk in, boom, right there's chametz. Do I now still need to search the whole rest of the premises? Or can I assume, I got it, I got the only chametz that might have been there? So, plukted Rebbe Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, that's Machlokes Rebbe Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, Ditanya, because the Brisa tells us as follows: Sada shnevel b'kever. You have a field where a kever got lost somewhere in the sada. Hanichnas l'tocha tamei. So you go in there. You're going to be tamei. Nimtza b'kever. And then if you find the kever, hanichnas l'tocha tahar. Then if you go anywhere where the kever isn't, then you're tahar. Shani amar kever sha'avad hu kever shenimtza. Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says I have the right to assume that if there was a kever there and now I found the kever, I can assume that's the kever that was there. No, you have to still clear clear the entire field. You have to make sure that there's no other kever in the field. You have to assume that maybe the kever that you encountered is not the kever that was originally ne'avad in that field. Case number 8. Hiniach tes u'matzah yud. Let's say I put 9 pieces of chametz out, and then I found 10. So plukta de Rebbe v'Rabbanan. We have a similar machlokas between Rebbe and the Rabbanan. D'tanya, hiniach mana u'matzah masayim. If a person put out a mana of Maiser Sheni, and then he found Masayim, he found 200, so Chulin, Maiser Sheni, Muravin Zebzeh, Divir Rebbe. Rebbe says, you could assume that the other one is Chulin. V'chamar makol Chulin. No, you have to assume that everything that you found is Chulin, and the Maiser Sheni, because it's a different amount. So you have to assume that the entire amount that you found is Chulin, and the Maiser Sheni is somewhere else. And therefore, by the Chametz, if I put out 9 and I found 10, I have to assume that all 10 that I found are something else, and the original 9 are still gone until I search the entire area. Hiniach yud umatzah teisha. What if it was the reverse? I put out 10 and I found 9. So hainu seifa. That parallels the seifa. Titanya hiniach masayim umatzah mana. Let's say I put out $200 of my sasheni money and I found 100 mana munach mana mutal divir Rebbe. So Rebbe says that mana that mana munach $100 that you found is the Maaser Sheni money that you originally put there, and the other 100 is gone. V'cham mor makol chulin. V'cham say no. You assume that this is different money and it's all chulin. So similarly, when it comes to the chametz, if you found less, do you assume that the original is still out there somewhere, and this is an entirely different set of food? And then the final case, the final of the 10 cases, we're bringing rayos from Tum and Tara. Hiniach b'zavazu matzah b'zavas acheres. If you put chametz in one corner and then you found the chametz, but you found it in a different corner of the house, so you didn't even find it in the same place. Now, what do you assume? How did it get from one corner to the other corner? So plukta de Rav Shmuel Gamliel v'Rabbanan. That's machlokes Rav Shmuel Gamliel and the Rabbanan. D'tanya kardum shavu bebayis. If you have a kli that was lost in the house, so any kli that's in the house habayis tamei. You have to assume every kli in the house is tamei. Shani omer, because how did the kardum get lost? I have to assume adam tamei nichnas sham unitalo, that a tamei person came and he took the kardum, and once he was taking the kardum, he probably touched everything, so he's probably mitamei everything. That's the shita of the chamim. Rav Shmuel Gamliel omer habayis tahar. Now all the other kelim in the house are tahar. You don't have to be choshesh and adam tamei came. Shani omer hishilo la'achar v'shachach. What happened to the kardum? It's gone. No, you assume. If people lose things sometimes, you probably lent it out to a friend and you forgot about it. Or you took it from one place and you moved it to another place and you forgot where you put it. You don't have to assume. The first place your mind goes should not be that an Adam Tame broke into your house and ransacked the place and just left everything else exactly where it is, except for that kardom. That's Shitum Shum Gamliel. Zavis Mandakar Shmeis. Where does it mention anything in the Braisa about Zavis that we then say that maybe you found maybe you had placed the kardom in a different corner of the house? We're talking about a kardom that was lost. So what do you mean you've put it in a different corner? So Chesurim Mechsu, you have to add a line in Vachi Ketani. Kardom Shav Bayis HaBayis Tamei. If a kardom gets lost, the Bayis is Tamei, Shani Yomar Adam Tamei Nechaz Hashem Anotala, that's Shita L'Chamim. Oh, and then we add in, Sheinich B'Zavazu, Matzah B'Zavaz Acheres. If you have a kardom that you found, not where you put it, HaBayis Tamei. The Chamim will also say the Bayis is Tamei. Shani Yomar Adam Tamei Nechaz Hashem Anotala, Mizavazu V'Nech B'Zavaz Acheres. That the Adam Tamei that came in started moving things around in your house. And on both of those things, Rav Shmuel Gamliel disagrees. Rav Shmuel Gamliel Omer, Habayis Tahar, everything in your house is Tahar. Shani Omer, Shilu La'achar V'Shachach, Oh, Shenatol Mizavazu, V'Niach Mizavazu, V'Shachach. You must have loaned it out to someone else, or you put it in a different corner, and you forgot about it. And the same is therefore going to be true if you put Chametz Bizavazu, and you found the Chametz Bizavaz Acheres. That according to the Cham, you have to be Choshesh, that an Achbar moved the Chametz from its original place. And once you're Choshesh, that an Achbar has been running around over here, you have to be Choshesh that maybe he brought in other chametz as well, and this is not the same chametz that you had originally left there, and the entire house is going to require a new bedika. But according to Rav Shmuel Gamliel, you don't assume it was an achbar, you assume that a person took it and put it somewhere else, and you forgot that you had put it somewhere else, and that's the same chametz that was there originally, and therefore you don't have to be bodek acharav. Mistama, if you had a simen that was the same one, if there was a simen on the chametz, chametz or something like that, then l'kulei alma you could assume that it was the same one and you forgot about it. But this is if it's unidentifiable, so then you assume it's the same one. So now we bring other situations of chametz that are found inside of a house, and particularly Rava raises a number of shailas. So Amar Rava, achmer nichnas v'kikar piv nichnas acharav u'matza Perurin. Let's say an achbar comes into your house and he has a loaf of bread in his mouth, and you follow him into the house, and then you find crumbs all over the place. So tzarich bedika mipnei she'ein darko shel achbar lefari. You need to do bedika in the whole house because an achbar does not typically leave crumbs. So we have to assume those crumbs are different than what the achbar brought in, and whatever the achbar brought in, even after you sweep up those crumbs, is still there. V'amarava tinok nichnas v'kikar biyadav nichnas achbarav matza perurin ein tzarich bedika mipnei she'ein darko shel tinok lefarer. But tinok, it's going to be different. You can assume that if you found crumbs, those are the very same crumbs of the food that the tinok brought in, because it is the derech of a tinok to be mefarer. Says Tosos, obviously we have to be talking about that you found the right amount of crumbs. If you saw he walked in with a cookie, then the crumbs that you find have to equal the cookie. If they don't equal the entire cookie, then it's not going to work. Says Tosos, Dibra Masal Mepnei, Umari Sheish Pirun Kedei Kol Akikar, Ulakach In Tzarek Bedikav, Afil Ram Shum Gom Neil. Says, wait a second. Didn't we just learn before that you can't assume that it's the same thing? That you if you saw an achbar walk in, go into your house with some chametz, and then you walk in to check it, and you see right away, you find it right away, you see the chametz right there. Didn't Rav Shmuel Gamliel say you still have to check the entire house? That there may be other chametz? So why over here, when the tinok walks in and you find these crumbs right away, you assume that that's it, and you don't have to check everywhere else? So Tos says it's raglay in the davar because you walked in mamish right afterwards. So if you walk in mamish right afterwards and you find it right away, then you don't have to check the entire house. So now Rava raises the following shailas. By Rava, achbar nichnas v'kikar piv. If an achbar comes in and he's got a kikar in his mouth, the achbar yotze v'kikar b'piv mahu. And then you see an achbar leave and it's got a kikar in his mouth. So what's the din? Mi aminu hainu haidu olva hainu haidu nafak. Do you assume it's the same achbar and the same chametz? So just like you brought the chametz in, he took the chametz out, and therefore you're clear, you don't have to do anything. Or do you have to be choshesh that no, one achbar brought chametz in, you saw another achbar, there must be a whole mouse colony in your house, and they're having a party over there. So the fact that one brought chametz out doesn't mean that there's not more chametz there. So that's shaila number one. Im timtzilomar, hainu haidal, hainu haidinafak. And if you're going to say that you could be makel in such a case and assume that it's the same chametz that went in and that came out, achbar lava nichnas v'kikar piv, achbar shachar yotze v'kikar piv mahu. What if you know it's not the same achbar? Can you assume it's the same kikar? Right, one mouse was white, the other mouse was black. They look entirely different. So now what's the din? Hai vade achrinu odilma armuye armimine. Do we assume that this has to be different chametz because it's a different achbar? Or do you say no? One handed it off to the other guy, and one took it away from the other guy. There was a little achbar fight, and the one of them mugged the other one and took the kikar out of his mouth, and is the one that you saw leaving the premises. If you're going to say it's not the way achbarim work, achbarim don't take from each other; they get along nicely. Achbar nichnas v'kikar b'piv v'chulda yotze v'kikar b'yamahu. What if it's a different animal? It's a chulda, so a weasel is gonna be a weasel, and he's gonna take from the achbar. So now maybe I have to assume that maybe I have the right to assume that it's the same chametz and that the chulda took from the achbar. So chulda vade me'achbar shakalte. Do I assume that the chulda definitely took from the achbar? Odilma achrinahu. Or do I assume that no, this is different chametz, and therefore we have a problem here? Demisa me'achbar shakalte. Because you're right that a chulda is aggressive toward an achbar, but not so. But he's actually more aggressive than to just walk out with the chametz. If the chulda attacked the achbar, he'd be walking out with the achbar. The chulda wouldn't be walking out with just the chametz. We would have found the achbar in the mouth of the chulda. The fact that we only see chametz in the chulda's mouth tells me that this chulda never met this achbar, and this is different chametz. And if you want to say that we have to be machmir over here, then we have to be machmir over here because we cannot assume that it's the same chametz. We cannot assume that this chulda met this achbar, because if he did, then he would be walking out with an achbar in his mouth. Well, then what about the following case? Achbar nichnas v'kikar b'piv v'chulda yotza v'kikar v'achbar b'chulda mahu. What if the chulda, an achbar goes in with the chametz in its mouth, the chulda comes out, and the chulda has a kikar and an achbar in its mouth? So now what's the din? So chavade yuhu. Now do you say, okay, for sure, right? If the achbar went in with chametz in its mouth, the chulda's coming out with an achbar and chametz in its mouth. So it's got to be the same one, and therefore you're good. You don't have anything. You don't have to do anything else because you assume that whatever chametz went in has now been accounted for. Al dilma imisa diuniu kikar bepi achbar mishtakach havabayish takuche. Or do you say no? If it was the same one, then the kikar would have been in the achbar's mouth, and the achbar would be in the chulda's mouth. But the chulda wouldn't have separately a kikar and an achbar in its mouth. He would have just grabbed the achbar with his teeth and walked out with the achbar in its mouth. Al dilma mishmbi asusu hunafa v'shakalte. Or do you assume that what happened was the chulda, scared the achbar, boo, and the achbar's he opened his mouth and the kikar fell out of his mouth, and then the chulda picked up the achbar and he picked up the kikar separately, and therefore you can assume that it's the same kikar. So with all of this, the Gemara leaves it as a teiku with the whole series of shailas that of the bayi ravas. So the Gemara leaves it all as a teiku. We're not poshit the shailas. So the Ravid says that misafek in all these cases ain't sarach bedika. The Ravid in the Kasuf Sham says ain't sarach bedika. And since we leave it as a teiku, we can apply Safik Drabanan Lekula. But you definitely need to do Bittul, because that's Min HaTorah. The Rambam in Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah Perek Beis Halacha Yigimel paskins like he always does by Imtim Tzilomer, that you paskin like the Imtim Tzilomer. That whenever you say, is it A or is it B? And if it's B, is it C or is it D? That means we paskin B. Because if we continue to explore along that side of the equation, so he paskins like the Imtim Tzilomer. And therefore, if an achbar went in and an achbar came out, he paskins ein tzarach bedika. If a black achbar went in and a white achbar came out, or if an achbar came in and a chulda came out with a kikar bepiha, so he paskins tzarach bedika. And an achbar, and if an achbar and a kikar bepiha, if the chulda came out with an achbar and a kikar bepiha, then you don't need bedika. That would be a safek drabanan lekula. That's not an imtim tzilomer. That's the final shaila. So on the final shaila, where there is no imtim tzilomer because it's the end of the line, that's where the Rambam says safek drabanan lekula. Everywhere up until the final shaila, he paskins like the imtim tzilomer. That's how the Rambam always does. That's the style of the Rambam. Okay, next series of shailas that Rava has. By Rava, kikar b'shmei korah. Let's say you have a kikar up in the on top of a beam. Tzarech sulam lahorida or ain't tzarech? Do you need to go schlep a ladder in order to get the kikar down from the beam or not? Mi amin kula haylo atruchu rabbanan. Do we say that rabbanan are not matriach you to do such a thing? Kibid l'nachs minafshe, because it's not going to fall down. So lasim l'michli, you're therefore not going to come to eat it. It's interesting that we say that the reason you would have to do it is because otherwise you might come to eat it. What about bali rabbi matze? Right, this was machlokes Rashi and tells us enough beza manal. What's the purpose of bedik? Is it to avoid bali ra? Or is it to avoid Shami Yavalachlo? So over here it sounds very much that it's because of Shami Yavalachlo. So Odilma Zimnin Denafel Vasila Michla. Or maybe no, you think it's not going to fall down, but gravity is what gravity is. So if just a little bit of a breeze comes, it will fall down from way up high. Vimtim Salomar Zimnin Denafel Vasila Michla. And if I do have to be concerned that it might fall down and therefore I'll come to eat it, Kikar Bibor. What if the Kikar is all the way down in a bar? So it's not going to fall up, right? So Tzarek the Sulam la'alosa, do you need to bring a ladder in order to bring it up out of the bar? Oh, ain't sarif. Sa'ach avadid lo'avid did sa'ach minafsha. It's for sure not going to fall to where you are. Adilma zimnin denachas l'mavid sarche vasil michle. Or do I have to be concerned that you might go down there to be ovid tzarchev, to do whatever it is that you need to do, to go to the bathroom, whatever it is that you might, for a rare situation, that you might be down there, and then you're going to come to eat it. And him zim salam zim nachas tzarchev vasil michle, kikar pinachash tzarech chaber lahotzi. What if the kikar is pi nachash? How do you get a kikar out of the mouth of the nachash? So you need someone who knows how to talk to a nachash, who knows how to recite some sort of incantation or something that will get it out of the nachash's mouth. So do I require you to do that, to get someone to do that? Oein tzarech. Why not? Why wouldn't you be required to do that? Beguf atruchu rabbanan, b'moni latruchu rabbanan. Maybe we're going to require you to do something physical, but we're not going to make you spend money on being able to get. So if you have to hire someone, you have to hire a snake specialist to get the thing out of his mouth, we're not going to require you to spend money, so maybe there's no such requirement. Or maybe just like you have to physically exert yourself to get rid of chametz, you have to financially exert yourself in order to get the chametz. So take the Gemara leaves that unresolved. Tosfos says, what do you mean b'mon lachuvan? Didn't we have a whole shaila previously on Daf Dalit where you have a case where a guy was goes into a house and rents a house b'cheskas baduk, that it was supposed to be baduk, and then he goes and he finds sheino baduk, and he wants to tie in a mekach tos that it was a mekach tos because it was supposed to be baduk. So we said no, it's not a mekach. Why? People are very happy to do mitzvah, to do mitzvos with their money. So what is it? The suffix over here, all of a sudden, it's not nichle linish, love mitzvah b'mamonei. So it says Tosos. No, over here it's different because shema yotziano yochlena. Because even if you don't hire someone, it may take care of itself. Because the nachash might just eat the chametz, or he might just take the chametz out. So it might take care, the problem might take care of itself anyway. The whole issue is only a suffix issue to begin with. But by bedikas chametz, where you know that there's definitely a chiv midrabanan to do bedikas chametz, you cannot say that you cannot rely on the possibility that it's going to take care of itself. It's not going to take care of itself. The Prichadash answers a little differently, and the Makor Chaim and the Shulchan Sim Tav Lam Vav answers differently. They say that even though it's Nochlad Nasos Mitzvah Mono, and therefore it's not considered Mekach Ta'us, but nevertheless, the Chum were not Matriach, a person to spend money for a Bedika on the Otsal of the Chametz. Meaning the Shaila over there was a Chosha Mishpat Shaila, it was not a Or Chaim Shaila. It was a Shaila about can you claim Mekach Ta'us? So we say, no, the Chazak is that it's not going to be a mekach tos. There's also a discussion over here. You get a chaber. So the Minchas Chinuch Mitzvah Tav Kuf Yud Beis says there's an issur d'oraisa chover chaver. You're not allowed to recite things that will cause snakes and animals to do. It's an issur d'oraisa to do such a thing. So he says it has to be that it's talking about that you're going to hire a nachri. That it's not, you're not hiring a Jew who's in this form of pest control. You hire a nachri to do it because a Jew would absolutely not be allowed to do it. It would be a violation of lifnei v'lasita michshol to ask him to do it. Okay, but tomorrow we'll pick up at the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Yud Amud Beis. Everyone have a great day.